He's the best.
All right, we are joined in the media center by Pro Stock number one qualifier Erica Enders, who stayed on top with her run of 6.524, 210 miles an hour from Friday. Her fifth number one of the season, 28th in her career. Obviously, I think the bigger thing from today, you made two more great qualifying runs, the quickest qualifying run in each of the four sessions. How exciting is that? How much momentum does this give your team going into tomorrow?
Well, it's really exciting. Today's weather is significantly different than yesterday's, obviously hotter and a lot wetter. That's something that our cars don't necessarily appreciate, so that's why you saw so many slower elapsed times. So to be able to go out there on a tricky racetrack and to go low of the session, the first run was pretty cool, but the second run was kind of a pretty substantial because it was awesome. I mean, super, super hot. Track was really slick. The car kind of washed out from underneath me a little bit right before the 1-2 gear change. But when they radioed 57 over my helmet radio, I was pretty stoked. So for Elite Performance, all the guys that work really hard to give us the horsepower, Aaron went 59 right next to me. So I think we have Elite Motorsports cars in the top four positions on the qualifying sheet. So that's really exciting going into Sunday. Tomorrow is going to be a new day. I think the high is like 75 with a lot of chances of the R word, but we're going to motor through it and see if we can finish it out. But tomorrow will be a long day. I'm excited about it. But to be on the number one spot, to get those 12 bonus points, then going in the number one spot's an additional 8. So that's a full round of racing in normal situations. So that's huge.
Second time in the countdown where you've swept qualifying as far as going low, and I think it's 9 of the 13 runs you've gone low. What's that kind of say about this team, and what has that done, you know, through the most stressful part of the year? What has that done kind of for your confidence, knowing that you've got a car like that heading into eliminations each race?
Well, I've said before, seeing my crew chief's confidence gives me even more confidence in the race car, and just knowing that no matter what the track throws at you, no matter what the weather throws at you, those guys get after it. They're not scared. You know, we don't want to go up there and lay up and miss out on points. So they get after it every single time. And I think it speaks volumes for their talent and their ability. And I'm just really lucky to be their driver.
Knowing that your car is as good as it does, kind of pressure does that put on you to be perfect every time to make that work?
All of it. All the pressure. But I've over the years kind of taught myself to love it and to thrive under it, because if you don't, it can be crushing and it can kill you. So it's one of those situations where I want to race the best dude every single round, you know, going in the number one spot. Unfortunately, I have my teammate first round, Fernando Cuadra, and he's a great driver. So I know he'll be throwing everything, the kitchen sink at me tomorrow. But, you know, I just want to go up there, focus, do my job, not let any outside distractions inside the cockpit with me. All of these things are much easier said than done, but just stay focused and keep my head down. You know, the game started to be played out here today. It didn't quite work out in their favor. And it's kind of like my sister sent me this picture of Michael Phelps and his competitor, and they're swimming at one of the Olympic Games, right? And Michael has his eye on the finish line, and his competitor is looking at Michael. So it's one of those deals. We just have to keep our eye on the prize and stay focused and let everybody else worry about what they're doing. So
as hard as that was, I mean, he had a very narrow window to try to get 16. Did that surprise you? Didn't you just try to make the field, just be another guy in the field?
What? I think that was their plan, but they didn't anticipate the weather being as bad as it was today. Going that 61, I think, 8 the first session, and then it was obviously worse this afternoon. I'm not sure what happened, something mechanically, for him to go that slow, a 77. But either way, you know, this Melling Performance car is awesome, and it's just one of those deals why you do what you do and don't worry about anything else.
Erica, you just touched on two things, distractions and your sister. Your sister's not here with you this weekend. How does that change your routine as you go into race day?
Well, I talked to her before every run, and then she FaceTimed me when we got down there and we were getting the yellow hat. So she's still very much a part of it. She's watching while she's handling her real job in Richmond. But I know in her heart she wants to be here, and for me, it's a piece of the puzzle that's missing, but my guys promised to fill in. And then Chase, who's my lead guy on my race car, his girlfriend Jenna, who races Super Comp, she promised Courtney to fill in for her as well. But she's the ultimate hype girl. She makes me believe in myself when I don't. So she's an integral part of this whole program for me. Thank you.
And we do have one more question from Bobby Bennett, who also has a little something extra as well.
Yeah, it's not really a question. In 2007, I lost one of my best friends who inspired me to keep doing Competition Plus when all the odds were stacked against me. And I was going to have Alan Reinhart read this, but since the schedule got all out of whack for tomorrow, we're going to go ahead and do it here.
Okay.
CompetitionPlus.com gives annually the Mike Aiello Spirit of Drag Racing Award in recognition for the person or group who, within the drag racing community, faces great odds but never gives up in their dream of playing their role in drag racing. Mike Aiello, more commonly known in the pits as Big Mike, was arguably drag racing's most passionate fan and regularly inspired those he befriended. Big Mike had every reason to be down, yet his positive spirit was contagious. Confined to a wheelchair because of a workplace accident, he never met a stranger and simply refused to let those around him let overwhelming circumstances keep them down and keep them from smiling. Big Mike passed away in 2007, but his spirit continues on through those he touched. One does not receive this award for their accomplishments on the track. Instead, they were rewarded by sharing the same spirit Big Mike did in making our drag racing world a better place. This is why CompetitionPlus.com is proud to present the Mike Aiello Spirit of Drag Racing Award to Erica Enders, because she's had to fight her way to the top of a male-dominated division and worked her way into becoming one of the greatest drivers to ever wheel a pro stock car.
Well, dang. Bobby was one of the first members of the media that I met when I stepped foot on the scene, and my dad, being the protective father that he is, I don't think that it was great at first, so I thank you for sticking with me and working with me through all of the growing pains, and you know, it's been quite the ride. Over 18 years you've been a part of all of it, and Susan as well, and it's been interesting. As you know, we've had discussions off the mic that it's not easy, and this means a lot to me. So thank you, in memory of Big Mike.
Thank you, Erica.
Thanks, Josh.